have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world when you hit that play button. So glad you did. You have found another episode of the Genesis Frequency, the Genesis Frequency podcast. And now in our sixth year, approaching 300 episodes, thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads all over the world. Thank you so much for listening and sharing and making a change in your own life, because that's my mission and purpose, is to share things that I've learned along the way in my own overcoming. You know, that story, you have to go back to probably the first episode. It's there. It's there on the website, thegenesisfrequency.com, to talk about that. But that's not what this show is all about today. So we're going to take a dive in. You know, we wrapped up talking about the, you know, assumption and feeling and emotion and things like that, and moving the living from the end, living in the emotional state of the dream fulfilled, to make it our reality, to move it into our field of experience. So if you didn't take in any of those last few episodes, I really felt good about them. I really encourage you to go back and listen to them all. You have so much value here. It is unbelievable. I am told time and time again, I hear, lock these in a vault, you know, sell it for millions of dollars. But, you know, this is coming at you for free. And I know that it's really it's a known fact that those people place very little value on that which they get for free. Don't do that. Don't make that mistake, because you are getting really free coaching here in this 20-25 minute segment every week. And I hear all the time how invaluable it is. So take it, but don't just listen to it. And I say this, and I'm repeating it again and again and again, because that's how we learn, is through repetition. Don't just listen to this. If you're listening to this and you're driving, turn it on again later when you can sit down without any distractions, make some notes. And then here's the key, and I don't talk about this enough. I'll start talking about this enough moving forward. I'll talk about this more. Is what is the application and action for my life? What is my application? How am I going to apply this to my life right here, starting now, as soon as this podcast is over? And what action am I going to take right now to implement this wisdom, this body of knowledge, to really embody it, to make it a part of me, to assimilate this information into how I am living my life? And, you know, some part of you, it might go kicking and screaming, because when we're getting rid of old negative habits or things that we were doing and we're going to move something in, it just doesn't happen overnight. We have to be consciously involved and moving the new action step, the new habit we want to develop, the new behavior, the new pattern, the new programming. We have to be persistent in that to move it in. So be patient with it, but keep going. Listen, you know, the one episode that, hey, I this one really stands out as the one that really fired me up. Well, take that one and wrap yourself around it. Let it wrap itself around you. And again, application and action. It's a, you know, technique I learned really second quarter, I was really doing this, but didn't really know I was doing it. I would just call it embodying the material. But when we deliberately apply in our lives and take action around what we're hearing, well, we see the results. And what it does is it reinforces the new behavior. It reinforces the new practice. It reinforces the exercise of doing things in this certain way so that we make those quantum leaps, so we accomplish what we want. So moving forward from the part 1, 2, 3 series that I did, and you know, it never intended to be a series. I just run out of time because I'm so passionate about what I'm talking about. But I want to talk about one element because I keep bringing up The Certain Way. And again, I know there's a book in there, The Certain Way. I really got that from Wallace Wattles and The Science of Getting Rich. He said, you got to do things in a certain way. And so, you know, since then, everybody's been trying to put their finger on a certain way. Well, the certain way is a combination of different things and different elements that help you to make the transformation in your life that you desire and to make those quantum leaps so you can do this in the shortest amount of time possible. And one thing that I want to bring up today that is an element that, man, you find it in every, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's Tony Robbins, Jack Canfield, or some of the late greats, the Jim Rohns, the Bob Proctors, anybody that's out there now, Grant Cardone, on and on, every book, Think and Grow Rich, any business book, leadership book, Joseph Murphy, anything out there is an element of the certain way that you'll find and everybody talks about, and you got to have this. And it's desire. It's desire, but beyond that, and we call that burning desire. I mean, I want this so bad. I want this so good. To throw a positive word in there. But really, it's that burning desire. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. A business book that I'm going through right now, written by the founder of the company that I'm affiliated with as a franchisee, Leadership Management International, founded by Paul J. Meyer, and the CEO right now is Randy Schlechta. And they wrote a book together called The 5 Pillars of Leadership, How to Bridge the Leadership Gap. But I'm going to share something from there, and then I'm going to talk about, you know, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. And also I have in front of me Riches Within Your Reach by Robert Collier. And they're all talking about desire. Now, let me preface this first before I get into and before I read anything is, you know, we have desires, and I've been sharing for a long, long time from Lessons in Truth that you couldn't even have the desire. You couldn't even have the desire unless it was possible for you to bring it into your experience, your field of experience in your life. That motivated me a long, long, long time ago. I mean, I couldn't even want this thing unless it was possible that this come true in my life. So there might be something even behind that, that's saying, hey, this is yours to do. So that's why I encourage you to go back and examine what you're passionate about, to examine what your mission and your purpose and your vision is for your life, and identify what those desires are. Because you can have a lot of desires, but to sustain that burning desire, you got to land on the right ones. And what I find is most people are dismissive of their most powerful desires, because where do they go? They go right to that place that says, or that voice that says, you can't do that. Boy, I would really, really, really like that. Oh man, I could get behind that dream. But they settle for something less than that. Right? Remember the A, B, and C goals? And A is something that you've done before and you just want to do it again. I bought a car before and my goal is to buy a new car, another new car. I want to do that in the next month. It's not a big dream goal. A B type goal is something that you maybe haven't done before, but you think if you follow the directions, follow the ingredients and everything it tells you to do, you can bake a cake. You know, maybe you never baked a cake before, but you can probably do it, right? You figure you can do it. C-type goal is that one that excites you and scares you at the same time. You have absolutely no idea how you could possibly accomplish that. But man, that is it. Well, most people can identify that, if they allow themselves to, but then they back it down. They let that, how would I do that? Stop them. How is none of your business at this stage in the game? We'll talk about breaking it down to bite-sized pieces later. But hey, that's where you got to go. All right, because we're not talking about wishes and daydream. And now I'm my own worst enemy with that, because in these podcast episodes, I call them wishes, desires, dreams. You know, I use the analogy of the genie lamp, and I use desire and aspirations and goals and objectives and visions and the pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow. I use all those things because people hear in a different way. But I am not talking about these airy-fairy wishes and daydreams, just, you know, that are here today, gone tomorrow. That would be nice. I'm talking about rock-solid visions, objectives, desires of your hearts that just won't go away. You know, that one thing that will satisfy that longing and discontent perhaps that you've carried your entire life. And when you say this is it, and you make the commitment and set the deliberate intention to pursue that, whatever that may be, not knowing the how, but saying, no, this is it. I've wasted enough time. I am going after this. When you've identified the right thing, you don't have to develop the desire because it's inherent within you. Right? Lou Holtz, football great Lou Holtz, said, if you're bored with life, you don't get up every morning with a burning desire to do things, he says, you don't have enough goals. And I say, you don't have the right goal. With the right goal, with that burning desire, you can absolutely achieve anything. Absolutely achieve anything. Burning desire, it will drive you day in and day out. You will burn bridges. You should burn those bridges so there's no return. You got to do this thing. This thing is the only way out. So you have to develop this passion and this burning desire, and that's by getting to the right thing that you want to experience in your life. No matter how outrageous it may be, that is it. You identified it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to absolutely do it, because the burning desire will drive you every day when you don't want to do things. And it takes consistent daily efforts to achieve this big dream goal, this big dream objective. And this is the same thing. Don't make a mistake. This is for personally and professionally designed goals. This is for corporate goals, corporate objectives, corporate vision. And the key there, and we'll share this in another episode, the key there in the corporate space, and I'm going to read from this corporate book here in a minute, in the corporate space is getting the individuals to buy into the burning desire of the C-suite executives or the CEO or the chairman of the board or the company vision, is by tying their personal goals into the professional goals. You know, so then we're bite-sized piecing this whole thing down to the individuals within the organization. They're tying their personal goals into getting their piece of the pie accomplished, and it's a win-win situation. And we'll talk more about that moving forward. But let's get some clarity around some of these, you know, in leadership, that burning desire and communicating that and empowering our staffs. In the book, Five Pillars of Leadership, Paul Meyer and Randy Schlechta say, highly effective leaders who possess passion and a burning desire can clearly differentiate between mature commitment to a goal and adolescent daydreaming. Desire and passion are the qualities missing in the personalities of legions of plotters and wishful thinkers. Desire and passion combine to energize leaders and followers who possess insatiable appetites for creative thinking, for action, and for achievement. The development of desire and passion involves an active sense of self-awareness. That's what I was talking about. You got to be aware. What is this longing and discontent? What would satisfy it? They go on to say, when you know who you are and recognize the strong personal needs that cry out for satisfaction from deep within yourself, you develop an almost overwhelming sense of direction and personal purpose. You become aware that you are committed to a destiny of your own choosing. You are eager to meet and to conquer the challenges that lead to the fulfillment of that destiny. Regardless of your current level of accomplishment, passion and desire push you to work harder. Those who lack desire often seem to be too busy to do what needs to be done. Intense desire and passion for achievement, on the other hand, point the way to exactly what is important. This is why highly effective leaders seem to know instinctively which battles to fight and when and where to compromise so they can move on to more important engagements. Without desire and passion, nothing seems worth striving to attain. Among both leaders and team members, passion and desire for the achievement of organizational goals can produce a universal thirst for competition and success. Wow. To me, that's extremely motivational. And we're going to move forward with this, talking about ways to develop desire, to develop that passion. But being a metaphysician and talking about the laws of cause and effect, that desire is going to come from getting it right. From getting, hey, where do we want to go? If it's in the organization, if it's in the company, where do we want to go? What is the vision? Where are we going? And how bad do we want it? How bad do you want what you want? That's where the desire is going to come from. So if you go back to how I instructed you to, if you've been listening to me for a while, I told you to write down a list of everything you want to experience in your life. Everything. And then step away from it. And then go back to that list and read it over again. Add anything that maybe came up that your subconscious mind brought to the front while you were sleeping. Add it to the list. Look over the list again. Notice your energy and your feeling and your emotional state as you read the list again. When you get to that one item and you notice maybe the hair is standing up on your arms. Maybe you're getting those goosebumps, you know. Maybe you're starting to feel just that anticipation inside. So you want to circle or highlight that one. You want to keep going through your list. See if you notice that again. And what keeps drawing you back? What elements have to be included in that? You know, mine was this passion for personal and professional development for myself and then sharing it with the world in whatever way I could possibly do it through speaking and training and programs and corporate speaking and personal engagement and personal coaching and personal consultation and all those things and keynote speaking and all those things. But what did I want to really have included in that? And it was large bodies. I wanted to be by the water. So that's why I live on an island, not the Gulf of Mexico, you know, but and music had to be a part of it. It's going all day long. So, you know, we identify these things. So we're going down the list and they're saying, that's it. But how? Don't listen to that voice. Don't listen to that voice that says, how are you going to do that? You don't have what it takes. You don't have the money to do that. You're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You know, you don't know how are you going to learn that? Don't listen to that voice. Listen to the desire calling you. Listen to the want. See, this is the difference between the airy-fairy wishing and daydreaming. Now, our wishes are valid. I wish I could get this. I wish I could get there. That's okay. But as long as if it's just sits there, nothing's done about it, then it is just that airy fairy wish, that daydream. Oh, someday that would be nice. But, you know, there's no urgency about it. Your want, your desire, whether it's for you personally, professionally, in your company, in your small business, or just what you want in your life, you have to pay attention to that. Believe me, you don't want to get to a place in life that, hey, game over. Right? So the time to start, the time to do this is right here and right now. and listen to some of these people in all of these books. Pick up your favorite one. You'll find desire in there. I don't know how many times in Think and Grow Rich the word desire is used. There's a whole chapter on desire. He mentions burning desire so much in the book Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. Every person who wins in any undertaking must be willing to burn his ships and cut all sources of retreat. Only by so doing can one be sure of maintaining that state of mind known as burning desire to win, essential to success. That's from Think and Grow Rich. And there's more. I don't have time to read them all. Think and Grow Rich. Pick it up. Go to the chapter on desire. You should have this. In Robert Collier's, one of my Bibles, Riches Within Your Reach, The Law of the Higher Potential. I call it the Law of Infinite Potential. He says, you see, the secret of success lies in this. There is inside you a seed of life, capable of drawing to you any element you need to bring to fruition whatever of good you desire. That's what I'm talking about. It's within you. But like all other seeds, its shell must be broken before the kernel inside can use its attractive power. And that shell is thicker, harder than the shell of any seed on earth. Only one thing will break it: heat from within. A desire so strong, a determination so intense that you cheerfully throw everything you have into the scale to win what you want. Not merely your work and your money and your thought, but the willingness to stand or fall by the result, to do or to die. Like the master, when he cursed the fig tree for its barrenness, you are willing to demand of the seed of life in you that it bear fruit or perish. That is the secret of every great success. That is the means by which all of life from the beginning of time has won what it needed. Desire. That's from Robert Collier. Burning desire. Develop it. Go to the beginning. I'm a cause and effect guy. What is that desire that's in you? And then through a combination of the commitment, setting the intention, making the commitment, yeah, I'm going to do this now. Then that desire will drive you day in and day out. Having the right one, that passionate, burning desire will drive you every day. This first, this desire first. What am I doing today? What can I do knowing that I should do this? And if I do this, I'm going to move a little bit closer. If you want it bad enough, that's the burning desire. That's going to move you every day. It's going to drive you every day. It's going to fuel that enthusiasm, that passion, that vision, that zeal. And that's what you want because you're moving into it right now. You've identified it through that commitment. You move into it using what I shared in the previous episodes about the law of assumption. Move in. And let that burning desire drive you every single day to stay in that assumed state of it being real right now. So do this thing. Hey, reach out. I've got an open enrollment for personal productivity class coming up, effective personal productivity. And, you know, it's an 8-week course. It's 6 weeks of curriculum. We have an opening goal achievement and goal identification session. So it's 8 sessions over the course of 8 weeks. You want to get in on that, you know, and don't do what most people do. Most people go, how much does it cost? And they base all their decisions on how much something's cost. Stop doing that. Demand. The universe will, the supply will always rise up to meet the demand. Don't ever make your decisions based on how much something costs. Make your decisions based on want and desire. You'll find this from all the great teachers as well. Bob Proctor has a whole article about that. So, you know, it's not real expensive. And I use PayPal. You can break it up into 6 monthly payments. So it's like $2,500, I think. $350 a month if you use the PayPal app that I send you. But that's not the point. The point is, what will it cost you to not invest in yourself, to not invest on a program, in a program that will absolutely move you from where you are to where you want to be, guaranteed. You know, what is, that's the cost that you should be looking at, that everyone should be looking at. But enough of that. You know, I don't do a lot of selling on the phone, on the podcast here. I just invite you to reach out. Let's have a conversation about where you are, where you want to go. And you can do that by getting on my calendar, going to successappointment.com. Successappointment.com. It's just a calendar. It's not a sales page or a lead capture mechanism. It's simply a place to go that my calendar will open up in your time zone, and you find a slot that'll work for you. And we'll get on the phone, have a conversation about where you are now, why you are stuck, where you want to go, and a way to get there. What's missing? What do you do next? So do that. Take advantage of that. That's for the listeners of this show. We're out of time for today. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for sharing this. I want to thank you for picking up those tools I shared in the beginning, application and action. What are you going to apply that you learned here today? What kind of action are you going to step up and take? Application and action. Let me know. Put it in the comments. Reach out. Let's talk about it. I love hearing about wins. If you want to make an appointment with me just to talk about wins that you've had from listening to the show, I'd love to have a conversation with you. If you're looking for an opportunity in the personal and professional development industry, reach out. I have that available for you as well. So, I'm going to wrap it up. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.